Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel. I'd like to share with you a Vilna Gaon in Hagayis Hagra, on Shulchan Aruch, that brings our Gemara as a tam, as the explanation for why on Matzoy Shabbos, when we say the Bracha of Atochenein, and we insert Atochen Antanu, it's interesting that we insert it in the middle of the Bracha. And the Gaon says, that comes from our Gemara. So our Gemara says, halfway down the Amud and Amud Aleph, two reasons why we make Havdalah in the Bracha of Atochenein. The first reason, Rav Yosef says, Mitoich shehi chachma kavua bebirchas hachachma. Since Havdalah is chachma, and Rashi explains, meaning that a person has to use their chachma to be mavdal ben kodesh l'chayil ben tamei l'tahar, so therefore, Chazal were kaveyad in the bracha of Chachma. However, the Rabbanan say, "Mitoch shehi chayil kavua bebirchas chayil." And the simple understanding is, at least the way I understand it, is because Havdalah is coming to signify that the weekday is starting, so we put it into the first bracha that signifies weekday. Shabbos, we didn't say the brachas of the bakashas. The first bracha is at the chenein. Right away, we start with Havdalah. However, if you take a look at the Vilna Gaon, in Hagoyis Hagros, Simon Reish Tzadik Dalis of Katan Aleph, where the Mechaber discusses the halachis of Havdalah, and he says that this machlokes between Rav Yosef and the Rabbanon is based and is totally in a machlokes that's brought in the Yerushalmi, and with this we can understand our minig. He quotes the Yerushalmi is in Brachis, Perakei, Halacha Beis. Reb Yudon Oimer, Matpeya Brachos V'Acherkach Mavdil. First, you say the bracha of Atochenein, then you make Havdalah. V'Aisek Rebbe, it comes out like Shitas Rebbe. The Rebbe Amar, there's a Rebbe that says it in previous Yerushalmi, T'mihani, Heich Bitlu Chayin Adas B'Shabbos. How were Chazal Mavatol the bracha of Chayin Adas on Shabbos? Im Ein Deya Tefillah Minayin. V'Koy, Im Ein Deya Havdalah Minayin. The same idea is true. Just like by Tefillah, Im ein deya tefillah minayin. How's a person going to know what to say in tefillah? Im ein deya havdalah minayin. If a person doesn't have das, they're not going to know how to be mavdil. And a little bit further on, the Yerushalmi says, Amar Reb Yitzchak Reb Elazar, mavdil va'achar kach emem matpeya bracha. First, you make havdalah, and then you say the matpeya bracha. Reb Elazar ben Atignus bei Reb Yanai b'shem Reb Eliezer zoyse meres, sha'asar lasoyis malacha at sheyavdil. We learn now from here that it's also for a person to do any melacha before Havdalah. The kavasa, this is the important part. Aser loy la'adam l'tvaya tzrocha v'ashe yavdil. A person is not allowed to beg for his needs before he makes Havdalah. Explains the Vilna Gaon. And therefore, a person first has to make Havdalah before the bracha of chayil. Because in order for a person to start asking for his bakashas, he first has to be mavdil. Says the Vilna Gaon, Uvahani tanoi. These machlekes tanoim, talya plukta hanal, the Gemara Dilon. The machlekes in our Gemara between Rav Yosef and the Rabbanon is totally in the same machlekes that the Yerushalmi brings. Rav Yosef, who says that mitoich shehi chachma kavua bebirchas hachachma, since Havdalah is chachma. Chachma is necessary, therefore Chazal were kaveya it in the bracha of chachma. He holds like Rav Yudon, who says in ein day Havdalah minayin. And the Rabbanon hold like Rav Yitzchak Reb Elazar, that says that it's also for a person to be teveya his tzrachim before he makes Havdalah. And that's what the Rabbanon mean, mitoich shehi chayil kavua bebirchas chayil. That in order for a person to be able to be teveya his tzrachim, pirush, the brachas of chayil, which are all the bakashas, he first has to make Havdalah. That's what the Gaon says, our Gemara is totally in that Gemara. Then he comes to his Gaonis. He says, according to this, our minig, that we say the bracha of Atochen Antanu, in between Atochenein and before Chaneinu Meyitcha, in middle of the bracha. Why middle of the bracha? Either before or afterwards. He says, because we want to be Yetzir Boshitas. So first we say Atochenein, which is like the first svar of Im Ein Dei Havdalah Minayin. First we ask the Ebishta, Atochenein L'Odom Das Malami L'Enesh Bina. Please, give us Bina, so we can have Das, so we can understand that now we can make Havdalah. We can be Mavdal Ben Kodesh L'Chil Ben Tamei L'Tahar. So now that we explained why a person first says Atochenein before the Havdalah, so finish the bracha. says the Vilna Gaon, because we also want to be mekayim the other shita that says that it's also for a person to be tevei as tzrachim before Avdallah. Therefore, he can't continue and say chaneinu miyitcha tevei bina v'haskel or chachma bina v'das, whatever his nusach is. We first have to make Avdallah. Once we make Avdallah, then we're allowed to ask for our tzrachim. So the Vilna Gaon uses these two shitas in our Gemara, the machlokes between Rav Yosef and the Rabbana, to explain why on Matzoy Shabbos we say Atochen Atonu after Atochen Lodendas, but before we say the rest of the bracha. Have a wonderful day.